Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, the 23rd day of February, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up in the next hour, I'm going to break down what happened with Tim Geithner. He visited Austin, Texas, and the scene of the kamikaze attack. He won't give press conferences. He's really never even seen in public. Gets grilled in front of Congress for not paying his taxes and stealing trillions of dollars and won't say where it went. But he showed up here to try to get sympathy for the entire criminal IRS slash private Federal Reserve grid that is running this nation and the planet. It's the same group of bankers controlling the globe into the ground. And it was extremely eventful. They ran off Rob Jacobson and Jason Burmes because they said we're with InfoWars. The other guys did not get questioned, so they were able to be in the press conference on the side of the road. In America, it doesn't matter what type of press passes you have, the Secret Service kicks you out. And then Aaron was able to get a serious question into Geithner, and he tried to dodge it. So that is coming up later in the broadcast. We'll break down what happened and play the video and audio for the radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. In fact, before I forget, guys, tell Aaron he's getting that ready to upload it to PrisonPlanet.tv today. The video he's making, it will go live there first, but I want to stream it. I want to premiere it here on the radio slash TV today for radio listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv members. Now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 key stacks today. And the biggest and most important stack dovetails with the second most important stack. Now that it has become big news in Philadelphia that the principal admitted they were accessing the government-issued, taxpayer-paid-for laptops of the students, the high school students, that the principal and other people were accessing it in the children's, in the young people's homes. That's how the families found out. And they've now come out and said, what's the big deal? What's wrong with that? It's an exercise in mind control and in-your-face brainwashing. But ferreting about Steve Watson in an article he wrote yesterday, found a video of PBS showing a school administrator spying on children without them even knowing, like it was no big deal. Kind of like Google came out 4 years ago, 2006, and said, yeah, we're using the microphones and cameras on your computer to watch and listen to you, but don't worry, we have computers that are doing it. And then Taylor making advertisement for you, but they can also use it, obviously, to spy on you. But this is so off the charts. I mean, we should be running down the street yelling about this, not just calmly reporting it. But see, that's how they do it with social engineering. They just calmly report that they're doing all of this. They think you're so weak-minded that if they just announce it on the news like it's no big deal, you'll go along with it. Oh, yeah, we're watching your kids in their bedroom. Sure, we're putting cameras in the girls' showers in states like Tennessee. Yeah, we're keeping your baby's DNA. Oh, and it wasn't for blood disease tests. It's for the Pentagon, a bioweapons program. As I told you 14 years ago, it's actually in the Austin American Statesman yesterday. Suit possible over baby DNA sent to military. Oh, and of course, it's global. We're already in the global government. Been going on for 37 years. That's just some of the top stories. I'll finish up with laying out what we're going to cover today and tell you about some of the guests we've got joining us as well. We'll also have open phones coming up later. Stay with us. We'll be right back. This is an important broadcast.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's always worse than even I had previously been informed of. When I say always, that's a figure of speech. Over 90% of the time, and that's conservative, my knowledge about the New World Order and information we cover on air that sounds so shocking at the time, when all the facts finally get declassified and released, it's almost always many magnitudes worse than what I previously was even aware of. One of the favorite COINTELPRO lines is that Alex Jones is a fearmonger, or Alex Jones exaggerates. You really don't hear that anymore because it doesn't work. Now, much of the time, what we cover is not even classified. It's just not popularly known. Like the atomic weight of lead is known, and most chemists or geologists would know it, but off the top of my head, I don't know it. So you see, if someone doesn't know something, it's as if it doesn't even exist. And I use the analogy quite often of perception is not reality. You can be on PCP and jump off a 50-story rooftop and believe you're flying like a swallow through the air, but when you hit the concrete at the bottom, for a millisecond, you're going to realize you weren't flying, you were falling. So, to new listeners out there, you can't just listen to this radio show and choose to not believe what I'm covering and what I'm discussing. If you're going to just out of hand say I'm lying, you better go out and check it for yourself. And, of course, I put that challenge out because you're going to find out not only am I telling you the truth, I'm holding back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I hold back quite a bit of information because I don't think the public's ready for it. Things are much worse. The history we've been given is nothing close to reality. We are living in a matrix of propaganda. The brain is a computer, and it's been programmed with lies and fraud and deceit. And so I only cover what I can document and what I can prove, but I've got a very good idea of the full magnitude of what we're facing. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be worried about sports or what your hair looks like or what your neighbors think of you. You would be thinking about nothing but getting out of this new world order that we're being brought into. Coming up later in the broadcast, we've got the gentleman coming on who bulldozed his house that he owned when the IRS put a bank lien on it. So the bank went ahead and said, we're going to take it, pay off the bank lien, and keep your house. They call it a $350,000 house. In Austin, it'd be a $2 million house. And Austin's not even that expensive. I mean, it's just a lavish, giant home with a big pool he built himself. And they said, we're taking it. But I guess in the rural area of Ohio, it's only $350,000. Just like in Michigan, you can get an office building now for a couple hundred thousand dollars, an older one, because everything's falling apart. And how weed won the West, you know, I told Kevin I don't particularly like the name because it's really American Drug War II. And on steroids. It exposes government drug dealing, how they want to use drug laws against vitamins and minerals, how they're violating states' rights. It's shipping from Infowars.com. It's now shipping. They had a viewing of it last week in L.A., and then the police raided every dispensary that showed up, every dispensary owner, they're legal. They arrested, I mean, it's total harassment, just like with AKA Tommy Chong, when the feds raided the documentary filmmaking warehouse and stole thousands of copies of the film. Now, that blew up in their face because then the film went from obscurity to being a big hit, and then even Showtime picked it up saying, wow, we need to find out why this is being censored so much. And since then, it's been on HBO. So it had the opposite effect that the lawless ones wanted. So I guess if they raid me and steal my videos, it'd only make it a bigger hit. But this is what they want to do to the First Amendment. They're trampling on all of the amendments. They are a parasitic group of criminals feeding and rending the public. I have a big stack of news on the economy. The banks last year had broken record bonuses for themselves, 2009. They're now getting some of the first bonuses of the year, banks, brokerage firms, and others. And it's triple their previous record. Oh, yes. And they've got all these Harvard economists saying an age of austerity's here. We're going to have to raise taxes on all of you to pay the banks as they bathe in trillions laughing at you with Northcom locked and loaded, begging to be released on the public, just like in New Orleans to come after the guns. Ready to eat their own guts and ask for seconds. What makes the grass grow? The blood of the American people. Blood, blood, blood. Lock and load. It's hunting season on the American people. Run them down. There's a big study in Big Business Journal about how the IRS actually destroys people's lives with these taking their paychecks, putting liens on their house. how they would actually, the study showed, get more money if they didn't do this. They don't want the money. They want to bankrupt you. They don't need the money. The Federal Reserve makes it out of nothing. It's about controlling the economy. It's about mafia power. It's about fear. Now, the mindless drones they've got working for the private Federal Reserve's collection agency, the IRS, they really believe all the propaganda they spout. Bunch of socialists is one of the groups they hire that believe in big government, and they also hire former military people that follow orders. And the green taxes are meant to bankrupt the economy. In the words of the UN, in the words of multiple Obama officials, in the words of the NASA climatologist, they want you bankrupt. You got that? So you're so bankrupt you can't afford to have children, because if you can't afford your children, they're going to take them. And they got special guilds of people that like to have their way with children, and that's who takes care of that. See, there's a criminal enterprise, and it's called corrupt government, and it's hiring, and it's growing, and the paychecks are swelling and getting bigger, and they're just in an orgy of our blood and guts and sucking off of us. We're being swarmed over like lice and ticks and fleas as they drink our blood, laughing and celebrating in it. And crapping all over us. And worshiping themselves and just rolling around knee-deep in our blood. Lawless criminal parasites on every front. And they're just getting started because it's what they like to do. They enjoy it. 99% of the time, nations fall to tyranny. And the dictators and the corrupt oligarchs that run the system for no reason start slaughtering and killing in the final phase because they like it. They enjoy it. And they're not going to stop. It's their world. They're the gods of this world. Geithner doesn't have to pay taxes. Half the Congress on record doesn't pay taxes. Most of the White House doesn't pay them, but you're going to pay them. You're going to pay taxes you don't even owe with no due process, and we're going to squeeze you because we own you. Got it? And we're going to poison your water. We're going to brainwash your kids. We're going to push drugs and ship any legal ones. We're going to do whatever we want because we're the government. We're the parasites. We enjoy it. We're the worst elements of society. In suits and fancy outfits with epaulets and I mean, you know, the equivalent of primordial headdresses, monkey crowns, to let everybody know I'm the big parrot in the tree. I've got the biggest feathers. It's absolute peacock behavior. All right, here are my stacks of news. It's worse than I even thought. We're going to play a clip of this coming back into the break. School spy cam case explodes as feds initiate probe, prisonplanet.com, Infowars.com. Steve Watson. And in here, they just calmly show a PBS program, Frontline, and the reporter isn't saying there's anything wrong with it. No one's questioning that the school administrator is sitting there watching from his office students that are supposedly working on their laptops and never even tells them they're watching them. And see, because this is so out in the open, that's why in Philadelphia the principal just said, look, we're watching you at home. Because to them it's normal. Hey, we watch the cattle at home. They don't know what the Fourth Amendment is, what the Fifth is. They're just told by the feds, here it is, and they do it. And in every city in the country where they give you these laptops, they're watching you. They're recording everything. There's no Fourth Amendment, no Fifth. It's a lawless criminal government. But the key is they just throw it out there like it's no big deal. Houston police chief calls for cameras in folks' homes. We're going to go break, come back with this, and I'll tell you about the rest of the news that's coming up. The Financial Times writer compares Alex Jones with OKC bomber Timothy McVeigh. This is a very deceptive hit piece, and I'm calling this guy out as a stinking liar. He claims I called him. It's not true. That's coming up as well. Also, they admit the Pentagon's getting your baby's DNA. I told you that 14 years ago. It's for bioweapons programs, so they can create a race-specific bioweapon to kill individuals. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
So I click, and there's an observe button, and it brings up their screen.
The school's assistant principal spends part of each day remotely monitoring what the kids are doing on their laptops.
We have a photo booth.
He can see them, but they can't see him.
These kids are goofing off, taking pictures of themselves in class.
So wait, do all the kids have the cameras on?
Sixth and seventh grade have cameras. A lot of kids are just on it to check their hair, do their makeup. They just use it like it's a mirror. I always like to mess with them and take a picture. 9 times out of 10, they duck out of the way. And then they shut down and they get right back to work. So, I can see he's got a few things going on here. He's got the photo booth program open. He's got his social studies project open. School email open. You know, I think the kids know what is expected of them, but they also want to do all their other things. That's what I see a lot of, is the multitasking. But I was doing my work too.
Most of the adults at the school actually seemed pretty sanguine about the kids being so easily distracted.
You learn something new every day.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around a bit. And I ain't seen the sunshine.
We're going to play that video. We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv in the next hour, so you can actually watch it, not just listen to it. But it's in the article written by Steve Watson. School spy cams case explodes as feds initiate probe. Now, this is a frontline piece from a year ago, hidden in plain view. And notice the reporter. We've got a link to the entire PBS program. I watched the whole thing. They never question why they're being watched on spy cams. They never question what this is like. They never question that the students aren't told, that the parents aren't told. They never question anything. It's all about, wow, the kids are distracted, screwing around on their computers. Oh, look, I can read what they're writing, what they're saying, what they're doing. And they have them do their school reports, and the feds have grants for that, where they do federal mandated reports about mommy and daddy as just part of their English class. And it's just total surveillance, total control. And it's your cell phones, it's your home computers, it's your TiVo, it's your Scientific Atlantic cable boxes. Everything is bare minimum listening to you with the microphones. And what the government has declassified, and you can imagine it's much worse, is they have on average about 10 million connections a day just over the phone. And they dial into your regular landline, and under federal law, the phones are designed so that the government can turn the receiver on even when it's off the on the hook. And that's why a lot of times you pick your phone up. Even G. Gordon Liddy's broke this down and talked back when he was a G-man, they had this, in the 60s and 70s. And when you pick your phone up and you don't hear a dial tone immediately, you've got a computer listening. Okay, and they just randomly dial in, and keyword software listens, about 10 million conservatively. Everybody once a month or so gets a dial in. You know, it's part of freedom, part of Big Brother, part of the New America. Founding fathers would support it. I mean, come on, you're not a terrorist, are you? And so they just dial in and listen to you. And then now with the cell phones, they dial in and listen. And now under cybersecurity, they say all cell phones, all landlines, all computer, all email, all faxes. They're building giant hubs all over the country. Tens of billions of dollars per facility. Everything will be read and looked at. Right now, and this could be a lie, they could already have it, but they say they just have the computing power to read most your emails, most your faxes, because that's already text, and randomly listen to about 10 million of you a day. And, of course, they have to take key resources away to listen to me 24/7 and have actual physical rooms full of people listening and tracking everything we're doing. And, of course, my FBI file is classified. My NSA file is classified. They won't give it to us. National security. Yes, because they always put a bunch of lies in there. They don't want me getting that. But that's the freedom. And now they want you to know, see. And so the school thought this was no big deal. And I see reports, oh, yeah, we put cameras in the girls' showers and we watch it. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, law enforcement in other states are accessing it and watching your naked daughter. What's wrong with that? Oh, but if a member of the military gets sent a photo of his daughter in a bikini, we arrest him. ABC News. But the government's going to record your naked children, and we're going to put you and your children and your wife right through a body scanner in front of everyone and do it. It's an act of domination and total submission. And it just gets worse. And worse, and worse, and worse. And now, all over England, all over the U.S., this is coming up today, I'm going to play an audio clip. A guy was out at Christmas taking photos of the Santa Claus parade. And the police just showed up and said, we're putting you all in terror databases. White guy, British guy, you know, we can't profile. No, everyone's a slave. It would be bad enough if it was just the Arabs. And they arrested him. Look, you don't take photos, but we're going to face scan you. We're going to have cameras that shout orders at you like telescreens. And it's these young, stupid women. who are the cops. And that's our future. Illegal aliens, people who would never have a job, lazy control freaks, and they're going to murder and kill and rule and do whatever they want. Because we're the slaves.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. That's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
The government has been hijacked by giant corporations bigger than most governments. Of the 100 biggest economies in the world, more than half are corporations. They run the government. They openly call you a slave and debt peasants. In Citibank's own internal documents that we're going to go over a little bit later in the day. They are public, though. You are being conquered. You are being dominated. You are being gang raped by criminals. And they are violating the entire Bill of Rights and Constitution on its face and going further. The federal government absolved John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez of writing memos saying children could be tortured in front of their parents. And they were and are being tortured at black sites, ghost sites all over the world. And Obama is expanding it. But the George Soros left could care less. And the fake Fox News right-wingers love it. Well, you're going to love it yourself because it's all for you. Later, I'm going to break this down in detail. School spy cams case explodes as feds initiate probe. And I just played that audio clip from Frontline. Oh, yeah, they're just watching the kids. In and out of school, dialing in, watching them on video. whatever they want. That's just the new America. Same thing in Europe, same thing in England, same thing in Australia. Suit possible over baby DNA sent to military lab for national database. The Statesman, yesterday. None of this. If the Statesman wanted to do real research, I mean, we covered this 14 years ago. We covered it 10 years ago. I've had members of the Australian Parliament on, members of the U.S. House of Representatives on, who were concerned about this. In the last 8-9 years, I've had members of government on. They take huge ampules of blood. The media spun this when it started breaking the last 6 months because of lawsuits in Minnesota and Texas and other states and said, oh, well, it's just for medical research to save children. No, it goes to the Pentagon for bioweapons, race-specific bioweapons research, because they know that all of the subgroups of the human race, Asian, Caucasian, Negro, and all the other subgroups and variants are all interrelated. So they have problems with race-specific bioweapons. HIV has couplers designed for black people. It's very hard for a Northern European to get it. The T lymphocytes don't have it, don't have the coupler points. I've had top genetic engineers on to break that down for you. That's another example. It's like catching a cold in Africa. Or if you're a black person, you catch it fast. They've done studies on hemophiliacs that got factor 8 filled with HIV. And guess what? Africans or African Americans, people of African descent who get a blood injection of the blood drug factor 8 are 500 plus times more likely to get HIV and then full-blown AIDS. Everyone who gets it becomes HIV positive, but over 500 times more likely to actually develop autoimmune disease. That's just one little goodie. And so what they do is they sit there and they are, and this is admitted, Israel, South Africa, England, the U.S., all the major countries with race-specific bio weapons. And they've got this tailored down as of more than 20 years ago, where they can quickly, in an assembly line biotech engineering facility, create a race-specific weapon. If you've got a blood sample of Alex Jones, you can make inexpensively a bioweapon. Preferably, they normally use an autoimmune-type virus that causes cancer, and Alex dies of cancer. Now, they're freaking out. They just had me on big Houston talk station talking about it because everybody's heard me lay this out. The military's getting it. The Pentagon. I mean, again, I don't have a crystal ball. 14 years ago, I discovered this. It's a UN program 37 years ago. Everywhere the globalists control, that's almost every nation on Earth, started taking the blood 37 years ago. And now they admit in the Statesman, oh, it's for law enforcement purposes, and the Pentagon and genetic engineering companies have it. And, oh, now people go in to get gene therapy, and they're told, oh, guess what? We got one of your blood samples. This particular company did, and you don't own your own genetics. You've got to pay extra money now to have access to your own genes. And what we're talking about is 37 years. It's all old news. Can you imagine what they're doing? And the media doesn't really talk about it, so nobody really comments. I'm getting my hair cut. The lady cut my hair, her boyfriend, UT, they force him, he didn't know he could get a waiver at the time, to get the hepatitis shots. He contracts cancer. He goes and looks up the studies, finds out that that's linked to the cancer. Then they kill him in malpractice with a stent they put in his chest, leaving it in, got infected, he died. And then the girl next to us starts talking about how her boyfriend died of cancer. Oh, how old was he? Oh, this one guy was 30, the other guy was 25. Somebody else goes, really? You know? Yeah, my daughter's dying of cancer. How old is she? Oh, she's 18. Just everyone dying, just cancer everywhere. La, la, take the injections, it's so much fun. And all these newspaper reporters get to make jokes about me. Oh, Alex Jones thinks they're taking blood. Alex Jones thinks it's for bioweapons research. It's so funny. It's so cute. All you IRS employees, all you FBI people, all you cops who love the system and love to laugh at me, go ahead, take all the shots. Take your kids in for extra shots. And maybe when you plant your kids in the ground, maybe then you'll repent to God and hit your knees and realize I told you the truth and risked my life to do it. I'm so sick of your cowardice. I'm so sick of your weak-mindedness. I'm so sick of the fact that you won't even look into what I have to say and how deadly serious this is. I am sick of it. And I'm sick of the killing. And I'm sick of the population being exterminated like rats, being treated like guinea pigs. I have had it. I have had it with all of it. You fools that serve this evil system, don't you understand the petty power you get is nothing compared to what you exchange for it? Oh, yeah, your paychecks are going up. Everybody else's goes down. And so that's coming up later when I get into the police state stack that we have here. The police in Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Canada, the United States, it's all simultaneous. CPS, Head Start, face scanning cameras, everything's implemented globally in secret treaties. That's now been declassified. Secret treaties on world ID, secret treaties on banking, secret treaties on the internet, secret treaties on everything. And they aren't real treaties because our Senate doesn't ratify them. You have a government run by psychopathic killers at the top who love murdering people, who love disease, who love pain. Globalists, when you study them, they hate you living in a nice house with a swimming pool. They hate your healthy wife. They hate your healthy children. They hate your healthy husband. They hate you. All they talk about in their own publications is how they can't wait to bankrupt you and drive you into total submission and make you poor and pathetic. That's always been the pleasure of the kings and queens and of the lords of old, dominating the peasants with forced austerity and bondage. And the globalists are turning us into them. They've got all their torture porn, some of the most popular movies in Hollywood, things like Hostel, where women are tortured to death and their breasts are sliced off and they're ripped apart and blood spills everywhere. And video games where you play the part of police staging false flag terror for the greater good sells $500 million worth in 1 week. The atmosphere is being turned into hell. The mind of the average person is being turned into a selfish, goblin-like creature. We're being prepared. We're being dehumanized. We're being trained to see our fellow men and women torn to pieces and to love it as entertainment. Simulated snuff films are all over TV and movies, all scientifically crafted so that no one will stand up for you when you're being torn apart. The only group we're taught to worship and feel sorry for is government. Did a government agent stub their toe? Did a government agent get a cold? Did a government agent get hurt? Did a mother and father stand up to a CPS agent when they tried to take their child? How dare them? Did someone fight back? Oh, no. Oh, no. The only virtue we're taught is worship of Big Brother. The only mathematics we're taught is 2 plus 2 equals 10. The only God we're taught to worship is mindless television and money printed out of nothing that the majority of people sell their souls for. Meanwhile, and this is only important because it shows the targeting of the population. You know, when you read a Time magazine or Newsweek article saying there's no such thing as ClimateGate, no emails exist, you think this is ridiculous. People know those are real emails and ClimateGate's serious. The UN's even admitted it. You're not the target audience. It's that 50, 60% of the public that feels like they're part of the establishment that's playing make-believe. And it's only designed for them to read it and laugh and giggle and slough off their responsibility to stand up against corruption. Think of what the globalists think of the average person. These reporters are hired because they are duplicitous spin masters. And they know to dumb their propaganda down to the lowest common denominator. Sure, you read this Financial Times of London article attacking me. In fact, all I have is Paul Watson's article about this. We actually print me the article because I want the headline from it. It's the first link in the article. Financial Times writer compares Alex Jones with OKC. Timothy McVeigh, you can just put it on screen for me. And I'm in the headline. And he goes on to say there's no such thing as world government. We're completely insane. This is a guy that's written multiple articles. He's their head foreign affairs correspondent. Calling for a tyrannical, unelected, authoritarian government. He calls for an authoritarian government. That's a quote. And in this article, he says that I am Tim McVeigh. He says, I come from Tim McVeigh. I am Tim McVeigh. And then he lies further with a bald-faced lie. He says, I called him up like an insane, shaved-head person, this is a quote, from San Quentin, frantically telling him to come on the show. Well, I might call one out of 500 guests. You know, maybe I want to talk to Jesse Ventura about something off air. I call him, hey, Governor, we come on? Ah, sure, Alex, love to. Sometimes he calls me. I might call a Ron Paul up myself or a Charlie Sheen. But 99.9% of the time, my office calls, and they are very polite and calm. But he says, no, I called him and left frantic messages, so he ignored me. So he paints the picture of, I thought it was someone in San Quentin, so I'm a prisoner. Then he talks about McVeigh. So the whole thing is, I need to be locked up. And he knows that the weak-minded will read the article and hear about someone being in San Quentin. So the image is, I'm a criminal. And then he ends it with, I'm basically McVeigh. This is the Financial Times of London, foreign affairs head editor, in probably the most prestigious newspaper in the world, owned by a Bilderberg Group member. This is what they think of you. They think you're so stupid that this tripe will work. It's designed, though, for the ignorant. Now, the good news is there's hundreds of comments, and over 90% of them are eloquent, are researched, are focused, and eviscerate this guy. And that's the good news. They'll have articles about Michael Jackson or about Tiger Woods, and half of them are about the comments are, you're not manipulating us with your New World Order brainwashing. We know the serious issues of the banks robbing trillions. The public is awake, and the last domino to fall is that the public still hasn't figured out we are the massive majority. Look at this article. World Government, Alex Jones, and Me. By Gideon Rakeman. To this day, the most successful article I've ever written was a column called And Now for World Government. By successful, I don't mean that it was a particularly good article. This is success defined in terms of internet hits. I noticed the other day that if I type my name into Google, one of the first popular search suggestions is Gideon Rakeman, World Government, which yields over 40,000 results. Gideon Rakeman and New World Order produces 844,000 results. And it goes on. The common thread, I think, is that my world government piece was picked up by the loony right in America as grist for their conspiracy theory. He says, private bankers running the world, we're setting it up, we've been building it quietly, it is authoritarian for your own good. He puts a link to his article from last year and then says, we're crazy, it doesn't exist. That isn't stupidity. That's like O'Brien torturing Winston saying 2 plus 2 equals 5. He's teaching you. He's saying, I'm going to push world government, but then if you say you don't like it, I'm going to say you're insane and it doesn't exist. That's 2 plus 2 equals 5. They're going after the fashionable, the trendy, the cool. Oh, well, you know, if he sits here and insults me and says it doesn't exist, even when he's calling for it and says it does exist, I better go along with what Mr. Reichman says, because I don't want to be kooky. The common thread, I think, is my world government piece was picked up by the loony right, and he tries to divide us, as grist for the conspiracy theory that there is a secret plot to create a world government and to deprive Americans of their freedom. Well, that's what you said. At the time the article was published, there was a particularly persistent radio host who kept trying to interview me by the name of Alex Jones. Something about him made me decide to steer clear. Maybe it was the crazed tone of the message left on my answering machine. Maybe it was the fact that his program is called Prison Planet. This guy can't even get that right. The website's Prison Planet, punk. I had a vision of a shaved head nutcase speed dialing me from San Quentin, from a cell in San Quentin. So see, I'm a criminal. There's the image. But it seems I was wrong. Alex Jones is at large. I'm at large, like some roving monster in the countryside, like some ogre or grizzly bear or night vapor. But it seems I was wrong. Alex Jones is at large and broadcasting from a radio station in Texas. He is, according to this article, the host of the most popular conspiracy talk radio program in America. That's Texas Monthly. And we'll come back and go over the rest of it. And there's so much more coming up today.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What's a full subscription to the Financial Times of London, like $400? People pay to have low-grade propaganda designed for morons to be shoveled into their gullets.
103 is forever when you're just a little kid.
So,
Cyrus Jones live forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave. Could you make it shallow?
So
I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. She lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Make it shallow.
Could you make it shallow?
So
that I can feel the rain.
Grave digger.
Grave digger.
Continuing with this hit piece. But it seems I was wrong. Alex Jones is at large. He said I should basically be in San Quentin. And broadcasting from a radio station in Texas. He is, according to this article, the host of the most popular conspiracy talk radio program in America. This may sound like rather a small niche, but it isn't. Jones has a big following. He also feels a lively sense of rivalry with the much more famous right-wing ranter Glenn Beck. Jones simultaneously denounces Beck as a sellout and accuses him of plagiarizing all his own best ideas. So that's to say I'm inconsistent. No, I say Glenn Beck plagiarizes the key stories we cover, but then spins them and then flip-flops. We weren't for the banker bailout. We don't believe global warming's real. We're not attacking Deborah Medina or Ron Paul. We're not saying we need value-added taxes and sales taxes. No, no, no. And you know that. The rivalry is telling. For Jones, rantings are not that far removed from the anti-government, anti-Obama conspiracy theories peddled by much more famous media personalities like Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh. So they try to discredit us all together. And the theories of Jones himself are not that far removed from those of the militia movement that came to prominence after the Oklahoma bombing, which was a government inside job. Like the Oklahoma bomber, Timothy McVeigh, Jones was radicalized by the FBI's bloody assault on the Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas in 93. In fact, it seems to me that there is a thin but direct line of anti-government paranoia that leads you from Jones back to the Tea Party movement to Beck that is now such a powerful force in U.S. policies. Or does that sound like a conspiracy theory? And Paul Watson has an excellent article dissecting all of this and really breaking it down. I suggest you go get it at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Financial Times writer compares Alex Jones with OKC bomber Tim McVeigh. Now, coming up at the bottom of the next hour, there have been some big new developments in the Joe Stack saga that point more and more towards black op inside job. And as far as I know, no one else has this information. We've confirmed it. We're further vetting it right now. This is big and extremely important. And it's all coming up after this quick break. A ton of news and key information straight ahead. And the fact that schools all over the country now admit we're watching your children with webcams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.